This is Lakshmi Shankar, Vijay Shankar, and Suma Shankar, and Doreen Dahl.
Happy Ravi Shankar. আপনি কাজ ছেলে উদয় শঙ্কর উদয় শঙ্কর সব সম্ভব উনি এখন ভুল হয়ে গেছেন নাকি কত বয়স হল আমার চেয়ে ছোট এখন আর উনি কিছু করেন না নাচতে টাচতে পারে আর এমএটি
লন্ডনে
থাকে আচ্ছা আত্মান সর্বত রক্ষে ততো ধর্ম ততো ধনম আত্মনি বিকিতে সতি কুতো ধর্ম কুতো ধনম আত্মা মিন্স দি বডি মাইন্ড আর সোল আত্মা অল দিজ ক্যান বি ডেজিগনেটেড অ্যাজ আত্মা দোজ হু আর ইন বডিলি কনসেপ্ট অফ লাইফ ফর দ্যাম আত্মা মিন্স দিস বডি Those who are in mental concept of life, somebody, they think the mind is the soul. So, for them, Atma means mind. And those who are actually in knowledge, the Atma means the soul. The Shastra, they say, the either of these, Atmanam sarvato rakshet, you must first take care of this Atma. Then, tato dharma, then you must take care of your religious principle. Atmanam sarvato rakshit tato dharma, tato dhanam. Then you try to protect your money. Because Atmani Vikiteshati, if your Atma is in disturbed condition, kuto dharma kuto dhanam, then where you keep your religion and money? So Atmanam sarvato rakshet.
I got a letter from Zainer today.
Yes.
Where he not only apologizes, but he begs you to see him. And the professor we talked about last time, who wrote all those nasty things about Krishna's immoral and all.
No,
we were talking about it last time.
Let me see what is the letter.
I'll read it. It says, thank you for your letter of 28th July. You put me in a rather embarrassing... This was a letter that Mukunda wrote to him. He's addressing Dear Mr. Grant. You put me in a rather embarrassing position since I have only just received a long letter from, I think, the president of your London center, Satsvarupa, strongly criticizing me for what the Observer alleges. I said at a meeting of the World Council of Faiths at Bristol... What the Observer alleges I said at a meeting of the World Council of Faiths at Bristol. He apparently thinks I am a Naradama, among other things. And clearly a most undesirable person in every way. It is true that I quoted passages from the Upanishads and the Gita which imply that the Mukta is... that the Mukta regards good and evil disregards good and evil, and pointed out the dangers of this doctrine if it fell into the hands of people who have received no instruction. I also pointed out that this is equally true of the Bible, which was, of course, not reported in the Observer. In view of all this, I wonder if your master is still interested in seeing me. I rather doubt whether we would have very much in common, since there would appear to be little common ground between one who describes himself as his divine grace, who is in the direct disciplic line from Krishna, and one who, with the best will in the world, cannot but be bewildered by the proliferation of persons who make similar claims on behalf of themselves. However, if you still feel that a meeting would serve any useful purpose, please let me know. Mm. Sincerely, R.C. Zaner.
Mm. So you can read the letter which Hassel has sent him. They can hear.
I guess you weren't here.
It is in response to that letter.
This is in response to this.
Yeah. But what did he say?
He accused Krishna of being immoral.
Well, he's nice.
Why? On what grounds?
Because he was killing.
On the battlefield?
Yeah. Because he didn't regard evil and good and evil, that they were both the same.
Who says
exactly that? He says amoral.
Amoral.
Or neither immoral nor moral, but without morality.
Mm. And it says, Dear Professor Zaner, Prabhupada actually wrote the letter, but Satsvarupa, his secretary, signed it. It says, I am writing in response to your recent address to the World Congress of Faith, which was attended by several of our members, and which was subsequently reported in the Observer, 22nd July 1973, under the title, The Logic of Charles Manson. In your speech, you have accused Krishna, the speaker of the Vedic text Bhagavad Gita, as immoral. Exactly how you have tried to substantiate that Krishna is the teacher of an immoral and amoral, dangerous doctrine is a matter which can be discussed another time. But I wish to simply point out to you that having accused Krishna, you have as such fallen into a position of being very strongly accused yourself by Lord Krishna himself. As he has stated in the Bhagavad Gita,
Namam duskritino mudha pripadyante naradma maya prati jnana asaram bhavamashita.
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen.
Yes, I acknowledge, yes, I'm the lowest of mankind. Yes.
Narodama, that means lowest in mankind. Whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. In other words, Lord Krishna is stating that if one is in opposition to him, he must fall into one of these four categories. Either he is grossly foolish, like the ass or the rascal person, or he is the lowest of mankind, without religion, although acting as a civilized person, or he may have a good intelligence or academic standing, but his intelligence has been stolen away by illusion, or he is an outright demon bent on the destruction of mankind. So you are accused by this statement of the Bhagavad Gita as belonging to one of these four categories of miscreants. Neither can Krishna's charge against you be taken lightly. Krishna's statements are supported by all the acharyas, or saintly persons and spiritual masters of the Vedic philosophy. Going back hundreds and thousands of years, those who are the molders of the Hindu or Indian destiny, such as Madhava, Ramanuja, Vishnuswami, Nimbarka, as well as Vyasadeva, Brahma, Narada, and in the recent age, Lord Chaitanya and the disciplic succession, up to our own spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, all accept Lord Krishna as the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose statements are taken as the highest authority. Even Shankaracharya, the leader of the impersonalist school of Vedic thought, has accepted Narayana Paro Vyaktat. Narayan, Lord Krishna, is above this material manifestation. Whatever Krishna says is accepted as truth by virtually all the leaders of Vedic philosophy since time immemorial. So we are laymen and we have to choose. We are faced with two accusations, yours against Lord Krishna as being immoral, and Lord Krishna's accusation against you as a rascal. The lowest of mankind, whose intelligence is stolen, and of the nature of a demon.
We are placing us as laymen. Now whose accusation we shall accept? Either Krishna's or yours? That is our problem.
As we have just explained, Krishna's description of your miscreant position is supported by all the stalwart acharyas without exception. Nor can we take the view that the above-named philosophers are sectarian in their support of Krishna as the Supreme Truth. You are taken as a great Sanskrit scholar, but apparently you have not noted the commentary on Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit by His Holiness Ramanujacharya. At every verse, Ramanuja has presented many quotes from the Upanishads to support his favoring Krishna's position as the very source of knowledge and liberation. So Krishna's position is very solid amongst those who are the most reputable scholars. But who will agree with you in your accusation against Lord Krishna? The Vedic scripture Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that only men of a like nature to yours will join you in taking such an infamous position.
Read it.
Shvavidvarahushtakurai sangstutak purushat pashu nayat karna pato peto jatunama godagrijaha.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, the deliverer from evils. In other words, although you have become a leader of the so-called learned society of men, he's a big professor at Oxford. Because you are opposed to glorifying Lord Krishna, your followers are not actually to the human standard, but are no better than the above-named animals. According to the Bhagavatam, if one is essentially godless and opposed to acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, then although he may be big or great in the world, his greatness is no more than the greatness of a big animal who is looked up to by smaller animals. By the estimation of scriptures and acharyas, such a so-called big man is never given a place in the category of man on account of his atheistic temperament. So a sane man seeking truth will certainly be inclined to follow the standard, accepted version of the greatest philosophers and true humanitarians in the history of the science of God. But who will follow you in your accusation against Lord Krishna? It is unfortunate that you have assumed a conversant, authoritative attitude towards the Vedic scriptures. To have actual knowledge of Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita is not such an easy thing. Unfortunately, many people have no doubt assumed that you know all about Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita because of your holding a professorship in Eastern religion at Oxford University and because you have published a number of books. But that is not the criteria for understanding Krishna. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita,
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and out of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. It is not that one can be a cigarette smoker and liquor drinker and habituated to common vices, and yet speak something about Krishna. Even among those who are above all these things, who are siddhas, perfect souls, hardly one of such siddhas can understand Krishna. So because you are not even trying to become a siddha, we have to conclude by honest reason that your statements about Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita have no value. Your version that Krishna is acting immorally is not true. Arjuna, the original disciple of Bhagavad Gita, who heard it directly and understood it from Krishna himself, spoke as follows.
Param Brahma Param Tama Pavitram Paramang Bhavan.
Arjuna said, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person." Here the word Pavitram means the purest. So Arjuna is addressing Krishna as the purest, the supreme pure. And this is your rascaldom, that you are accusing the most pure as immoral. In the Bhagavatam it is described that when the witch Putana came to Krishna, she tried to kill him during his childhood pastimes by smearing her breast with poison and offering it to baby Krishna to suck. Krishna not only sucked her breast, but sucked out her life air, and thus the demon gave up her life. But Krishna is so moral that although Putana came to kill him, because he accepted her as a mother and took milk from her breast, Krishna awarded her liberation after death. and gave her the same exalted place as his own loving mother, Yasoda. Also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, those who came to fight with Krishna and were killed by him were granted eternal liberation in the spiritual sky. Because he is absolute, whatever Krishna does is the highest morality and works factually for everyone's ultimate happiness and well-being. Krishna's pastimes are hardly understandable to the non-devotee, but these are the authorized descriptions of the Vedic literature. The people in general should be warned of your position so that you will not mislead them by misinterpretation. They should not be baffled by your outward appearance as a great scholar. If we consult those who are truly authorities, the great acharyas, we understand your position is very unfavorable and can only be relieved by your attempting to publicly rectify accusations so foolishly made against the name and words of Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Yours sincerely, Satsprita. Also that Alistair Hardy wrote a nice letter today.
Who's Alistair Hardy?
Sir Alistair Hardy, religious experience researching it, you know. Just saying that he liked to come again sometime.
He's an inmate. Lord Brockway, he also came. Penner Brockway.
Yeah.
He had also very nice.
House of Lords. House of Lords.
Now I propose to start a society. I will explain to Kamchandra. The society of the sinless man. How do you like this idea?
Good idea, but mightn't get many members.
No, but everyone will say, well, I'm sinless. Otherwise, if we go to them, they'll have to say, oh, then I'm a sinner.
Yesterday, Dr. Shoemaker,
yeah.
And another, John
Papworth.
Papworth. So we had 3 hours talk. So they agreed half, but not fully. What is sinful life? And unless people become sinless, it is not possible to understand what is God. That's a fact. Because as we have stated, param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhava. So Krishna, God, is pavitram param, the supreme, pure. So without becoming pure, nobody can understand what is the nature of God. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot enter into the fire. Now that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punna karmanam te dandamaho nirmukta bhajanti maang dhirapta. So, people are indulging in sinful activity. So, in that position, it is not possible to understand God. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is purifying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chita Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirpapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandamadhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Sapanam Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So our movement is, it is very difficult to find out in this age. actually a sinless man. Therefore, we are giving chance of hearing this Mahamantra, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam. So if one is given this chance, as you are actually experiencing, when I started this movement in 1966, I simple, you know about that Tompkins has a spark. I was simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's for 3 hours. From 2 to 5. And the boys and girls, they are coming, dancing in this way. Gradually they came. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Chaita Darpana Marjanam, this process, simply by hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the heart will be cleansed, Chaita Darpana Marjanam. Darpana, Darpana means mirror. Just like if you want to see your face, you have a clear mirror, you can see exactly your face. Similarly, when our, this chitta, which is full of dirty things, if it is polished, if it is cleansed, then we can see our real face, what I am. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaita Darpana Marjanam. And as soon as one understands what he is, then immediately his all problems are solved. Chaita Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavati Nidbhavanam. We are suffering just like in the blazing forest fire. When there is fire in the forest, all the animals become patra, disturbed, especially the snakes. Other animals, they have got legs, they can jump over. But the snakes, they have to crawl. So when there is fire in the forest, the dry foliage, they catch fire. So these snakes, they die first. Because they cannot jump, they have to grow. And the snake means envious. The snake business is envious. Without any fault, it will bite and the man will die. Envious. That what Chanakya Pandit has said, sarpa krura khala krura, sarpat krutara khala. Mantrausadhi vasa sarpa khalakena nivarjati. That there are two jealous, envious beings. One is the snake and another is a man envious. So the envious man is more dangerous than the snake. Why? Now you can bring under control the snake by herbs and mantra. Still in India there are experts who can buy mantra, can catch snake, Menavana snake. There is a heart, so it can be brought under control. But the envious man cannot be brought under control. Therefore he is more dangerous. So, we are living in such world. In another place, Prahlad Maharaj has said that when his father was killed, Hiranyakashipu, he requested Lord Nrisimhadeva that now kindly mitigate your anger, because nobody is sorry for killing my father. But he was just like a snake and scorpion. So sadhu rapi, then even sadhu, they also take pleasure when a snake or scorpion is killed. a sadhu, modeta, bishtikasarpahatya, a sadhu does not want killing of any living entity. But when a scorpion or a snake is killed, even one sadhu also takes pleasure. It is right. That's so dangerous. So the whole world is now full with kruro, sarpata kurotara khala, envious. Whole world is surcharged with enviousness, nation to nation, person to person. There is competition. So how they can be happy? Therefore Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggests that let them chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then this blazing forest fire will be extinguished. Chaita Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nidbhapanam, then Sriya Kairava Chandrika Avitaranam. Then actual light of knowledge will begin. And at last he says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And in the Bhagavata also it is confirmed. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Simply by chanting. So those who are actually thinking of the welfare of the whole human society, they should combinedly try how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. People may simply have some chance to hear, then gradually everything will come nice. So this is our mission. We are trying to give chance people to hear Hare Nama, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It is not that, as so many these pantheists or the so-called Mayavadis, they say that you can chant any name, you can... No, that is not. Shastra says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, or Vishnu. Harir Nama, the name of Hari, the Supreme Personality of God. Not in anyone's, everyone's name, no? So that is also another enviousness. Why Krishna's name should be chanted? We have got our own God. So envious, even to Krishna. These are the difficulties. Still, it is our duty, as it is described in the Shastras, to give everyone the chance of hearing this holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So begin Sankrishna, Kirtan. Sankrishna? Yes. Begin Sankrishna. You cut that.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Thank you.
की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द हरे कृष्ण। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरा ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री कृष्ण।
So, prasadam is ready.
It's all cooked, yes. Huh? It should be in the kitchen and maybe keeping warm in the oven, the small stove. You know, there's two stoves, the white stove and the oven.